Welcome, everybody, to the Fandible Podcast. This is Daniel Rodriguez, and I will be GMing today's game of Dread. That's the RPG where the main mechanic, rather than dice, is a Jenga tower that determines your fate. And we will be playing the adventure Beneath a Metal Sky. We've got our four players, and starting to my left, please introduce yourselves and a quick blurb about your character.
Hi, I'm Valen Colton. I am the ship's technical officer, engineer. It's engineer. Gosh, should I say that? I'm the engineer, and I just trying to serve my sentence here. I'm serving my sentence as the engineer because I'm really good with fusion reactors. And yeah, is that all I need to say? I'm sorry.
I am Shay Melton. I'm the navigator of this hunk of junk.
Hey, Shay. Oh, we're not doing that.
Former military, now working for the captain here, doing salvage work mostly. Enjoy a good card game. If anyone's looking for a dealer, I'm pretty good. Here to do my job.
My name is Captain Star Tower. Sometimes I just stare out of my porthole window and into the blackness, and next.
Some socially awkward penguin.
My name is unpronounceable to your weak, inadequate human throats, but I think the best description was it sounds like bubbles coming out of pudding. So for your species has decided to call me Marvin. I'm sure this has some strange historical context that I'm not aware of. And basically, I'm their somewhat guide on this show because they're in a certain area that humanity hasn't been in, but, well, my species has been in and traded in and done things in. We know everything about the area. I mean, we tell you, but where's the fun in that, really? I'm done.
All right, and as we begin
Stop
our tale...
Sorry, I wasn't...
You're still staring at me.
There's just something above your head.
That's my antenna. You racist against my antenna.
That's the sky, and it's the limit, son. It's the limit.
Yes, sir.
This is the job. I can feel it. We're going to get rich as soon as the storyteller talks.
And as our tale begins, our intrepid crew is aboard the ISS Xing Xing, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, the captain named it Xing
Xing. Yes.
The last of the pandas. He was delicious.
We start the day as we always do with announcement over the intercom demanding a moment of silence for our name bearer. The reason that we're out here. Panda Xing Xing.
And
I said silence. No, I'm sorry.
Everyone's all, on a daily basis, we get two rations of bamboo shoots. We can't eat them. They're just piling up in the corner.
I say a silent prayer, but if you actually understand my language, it'd be actually a recipe for roasted panda.
If they only
to
that,
serve panda, it's a cookbook!
It's a cookbook!
All right. Welcome to Storytelling, Daniel.
Yeah, no.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You've done this.
Yeah.
All right. Now that we've set the proper atmosphere of fear and terror.
Yes.
Fear. Hey, if there's pandas listening to this,
they're
terrified. They've seen the future.
They are fucking, yeah. They cannot handle this. All right. So.
That's why we're in space. We're hunting panda.
Space panda. Hunting panda. All right. The ISS Xing Xing has detected a... well, not a stress signal, because there is actually no signal coming from this thing at all. It's a space hulk. It's a giant ship floating out in space, which, as you approach it, your sensors pick up and identify as the ISS Auerbach. The ISS Auerbach is a transport and colony ship, which should be quite lively, and, well, it isn't. Nobody's heard from it, actually, in months, and the location and space where it's at right now is at least a couple of weeks away from any inhabited systems. So it's a pretty remote area of space, which you were doing a sweep in just in case something like this happened.
You said colony transport?
It is a fact of colony transport, yes.
What is it called?
I have a question.
ISS Auerbach.
What is our ship like? Like, is it like the Millennium Falcon? Is it like
No, it's like, I'm sorry, do I get to answer this here?
You get to answer it, but in a nutshell, it's basically a space tug. You know, it's a small, it's a relatively small ship with very powerful engines that you can, you know, anchor things to and drag them around in space because you pick up space junk and try and resell it.
Okay,
salvage and resell it.
Okay, and I was asking, so are we all on the bridge when this is happening, or are we in our designated areas?
Wherever you want to be.
Okay, I'll be in the engineer.
Okay.
Yeah, engineering.
Yeah, everything is connected in the ship by one. It's called Broadway, actually. You would recognize that, actually, Broadway is a term used in felony prison colonies. It's an old throwback to old Earth, where prisons were the hallways were named after New York City streets, and so Broadway is like the connect. It is the connecting hallway for all of our rooms, for any sort of access, maintenance, tunnels, corridors, stuff like that. So at any time you can jump on Broadway and get to wherever you need to be ASAP.
Do we have other layers? Is there a bottom? Is there how many stories do we have?
We're gonna say four.
Okay,
if you want to include cargo.
Okay, so cargo's probably at the bottom, mm-hmm. and the next one is engineering, then living, and then
bridge.
Primary controls are like in the center in case we take any sort of substantial damage. It's in the middle of the ship.
Is that cool?
Sounds about right.
Perfect. Thank you. Now that I know my character, you can viewport if you need me. I'm just down there doing whatever.
No problem.
For the Auerbach, did they have a navigation path logged?
You would have to get on the ship and see. And there's currently nothing, no signal. I mean, you're basically able to identify it because it says on the side real big, ISS Auerbach. Like, oh, let me
convenient.
Look that up on our systems. Oh, colony ship.
Marvin, it's like your name tag.
Still don't know what that name means. Well, it's not another college ship destroyed. You're human and you're inadequate. Well, your human words. Fuck off. I don't walk away.
That's a word I know!
Like any high school student learning a foreign language, you've mastered the curse word.
Basically, yes.
Amazing. Would you like to touch my Leander?
Stop talking.
That's what we're teaching.
Oh, you're in a bridge. You're in the engineering.
So. Yeah, I'm in the engineering.
All right, so.
All right. Basically, the way this works, the way usually it's worked before, when you find one of these ships, dock onto it, crew goes in, makes sure that the ship is in fact abandoned and not just in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is in fact abandoned, you grab everything you can and head back to the nearest section of inhabited space to claim your not necessarily ill-gotten gains. Just your gotten gains.
Exactly. Finders keepers. I'm as an engineering. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing. Do I have able to detect any radiation signs from their engineering bay? Is there any radiation pouring out from it? Excessive amount? None at all? Does it look like cold space, which we call when there's like the engine's just done cold, drained?
Not gonna require a pull for this. This is pretty basic. You detect a slightly higher than normal level of radiation from the ship in general. The engines appear to be completely off, but the ship itself seems to overall have a slightly higher level of radiation than should be normal.
Captain, it's me, Valen, Colton, engineering. There's a slight raise in radiation over there, sir, and it's not in the engines, though. The engines are flying cold as ice. They're dead, but not like the people over there. I'm sure they're fine, but there is some radiation. Is it above normal?
As I'm listening to this, I'm actually in preliminary airlock getting my suit on. Go on.
It doesn't seem like it's it's not at dangerous levels, but it is higher than normal. That's the necessary than where they usually fly, sir.
Yeah, your
thank you.
Your initial investigation again is real slightly higher than normal levels of radiation. Not immediately lethal, however, and as far as you can tell, the ship should have you know, basic, there should be air. So it should be possible to navigate the ship inside without suits. However, with suits, they'll definitely protect you better from those slightly higher levels of radiation. You would all know this.
Yes.
And so it really is up to you individually whether you, if you're going to board the ship, whether you're going to wear a suit and thus have the disadvantage that it is kind of bulky. Or, you know, go without it and suck up the radiation.
Have we tried contacting them?
I'm the navigator. Why are you looking at me?
Isn't that like...
Yeah, no, no, you would have, you, this is, again,
oh, okay,
so, okay. You would have tried and you would have gotten absolutely no answer.
Okay. No, they're cold. It's, should be fine.
So I'm going to go in without a suit because my species, medical technology is superior, so when I eventually get to my people, I will eventually cure whatever ailments may arise from this.
Captain, do you require assistance, or do you want me to stay here and... I realize that you're not really seeing me, so me doing hand motions isn't great. May I end the ship? Sir, thank you.
I wouldn't trust you.
All five people on this ship, on that ship, pronto. All
right. Skeleton crew. All right, I look towards my lackey, my little dude, and I was like, just take care of the ship. I give him some schematics, what he has to handle, fix some minor repairs that we've been having some fluctuations in a radiation bay.
And, can we say we have an onboard AI? Because it's cool.
Very basic one, though.
Okay. Yeah. Chloe, lock all my shit.
Yes, Captain. Click.
And then I start suiting up like you wouldn't believe. Like, I'm going through all the protective. Like, you, I can see you just quickly strapping everything on. I'm doing the 1, 2, click, go. Click, go. Like, I have a little song that I'm mumbling to myself as I'm putting on my gear. And then I'll meet you in the bay.
Yep, cool. The captain's laid out... pills. I know they exist in real life, but I can't remember what they actually are. They're like they're pills that have a substance in them that bond to any sort of radioactive.
Iodine.
Thank
pills.
You.
Yeah.
Iodine pills. They're like preemptive iodine pills.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like taking activated charcoal before you go and get shithoused at a bar. It's
mm-hmm.
like it's going to absorb some of it, so you won't be as sick.
Really.
Oh, and for those of you listening at home, yes, I use the term shithouse because I'm an 80-year-old sailor. But yeah, that's what activated charcoal, very useful stuff for drunkards like myself.
So as you approach the Auerbach, you're going to hit the dock on it. Unfortunately, and here's where we have the first pull of the game given to our navigator. The Auerbach is completely dead, which means it's going to take a little bit more skill than usual to try and dock into it without damaging the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can make a pull. Dock normally, you can refuse a pull, there will be damage to the ship, and this may come up later, or you can, you know, crash a ship and die horribly.
This game is boring.
No, you would succeed but die, like, I'm doing this for you, Captain!
You just aim for the perfect docking station, also with a pole sticking right out of it.
Yes. Leap in the wind, leap in the wind, and lead it, Captain!
Oh, God, so sad.
How hard is it to put it on top of top?
I'm sorry. I'll later on the game, that becomes very critical.
Yes.
All right, so you managed to dock the ship without any major incidents. Airlock sinks. And
just give me a second to I'm hacking into their docking port. I'm sure there's some securities. I'm making sure to my hold up my glove, and suddenly there's like a wire that shoots out, kind of snakes around, and then plugs into their port. I tilt my head, trying to to go through their system until I'm able to get their docking port to accept our authority.
All
right. I do want to note, because everyone else said and I never did, I didn't wear the special extra suit.
All right, so you're
going
without
bullshit.
The suits.
It's taken our authority, sir, and I've also made sure to make sure that they get rid of our records that we docked with them, sir.
What records? I open the door.
Exactly.
Alright, so you've docked in the lower ring of the Auerbach. Little difficulty. The system's mostly off, and as the airlock opens, it's basically not quite pitch black. There's a couple of lights in there.
Mm-hmm.
I activate my wrist, you know, the wrist flashlight, and just
And my the captain's suit lights up like a disco ball. He just lights everywhere. Like, oh, I don't know, a certain character from a Warhammer 40k game. he just lights up every conceivable angle as lights. You know he has a packet of emergency glow sticks and an electric torch. Two, actually, electric torch, one of which is a hand crank. He's super fucking paranoid about darkness in space. Mm-hmm. Super crazy dark, like, paranoid about that.
Wrong setting for you, sir.
No, there's money in there. So much money. The darkness has the money and I want it.
Sir?
Hmm?
You're monologuing again. You told me to...
Oh, right.
Do you want me to get the recorder? Or
No, good on you. No, that's fine. I was practicing. Good. Okay. Practice makes perfect. Ever forward.
Yes.
Never give up. Never pay taxes.
All right.
That's my character being such a weird dude.
Does anybody have, like, weapons on them? Because my character, he just has his engineering.
Yeah, if you have
stuff.
Any basic weapons, feel free to declare your character
now. The only weapon I would kind of have, if anything, is it's called a welder, which it's not supposed to be used as a weapon, but if it's close range, it kind of fires a bolt. It's supposed to, but yeah. That's the only thing.
I have a standard sidearm,
right?
And I also have what's called a gravity sap, and it's a telescoping baton with the same kind of material at the end that artificial gravity floors use, and it activates and deactivates at certain times in order to make your swing 80 pounds worth of heavy, and then deactivate so it makes it light as a stick. It's a bludgeoning weapon. Exactly. That's kind of my jam.
I'd have a sidearm and tucked into my boot, I have a small a knife.
Right.
Serrated blade.
Okay. I have a gun that seems to shoot like something like seems like bullets, but they're actually shot at almost relative to actually that's way too fast. Now I think about doing the math in my head. But it shoots really fast.
Yeah,
because
we try to remain consistent. As much
yeah,
as possible.
A mini railgun. Okay.
Yeah, a mini railgun, basically.
Yeah, I'm going to say if you're going to have a mini railgun, it's got limited shots.
It's definitely got limited shots.
All right, I'm going to give it 4 shots.
4 shots. That's all I need.
And Voltron. All right.
Voltron.
And Voltron.
I could probably get some of these lights on if we could find a power supply.
Before you go there. It's not just the lights are off. The ship appears to be in total power-saving mode, which means lights, artificial gravity, and temperature are all turned off. So it is. You can be there without the suits. However, it's barely above freezing, and you are basically floating. There is no gravity in here right now. We're just basically micro-gravity.
Suits have magnetic.
No, not really. Oh, okay. Yeah. So, I mean, you can sort of move around.
You are
all trained in zero gravity maneuvers,
okay.
So you mean you're not completely, oh my god, we're helpless.
I'm actually moving around having my antenna on the walls and ceilings. I'm a natural.
Now, before you start touching anything, one last detail.
Damn it.
You can't touch stuff, but there is a sort of gray dust just coating everything and floating in midair. And I'm going to go ahead and say your sensors, Captain, and your sensors, Technician, detect increased levels of radiation from this dust itself. The dust itself appears to be radioactive and appears to be pretty much everywhere.
I would recommend, ma'am, that you at least get a rebreather of some sort because you don't want to get this in your lungs completely.
I recommend you stick to fixing shit.
Okay.
All right. Children, please.
Yes, sir.
Well, what the young man's trying to say is that the dust glows. We don't want you to either. This is probably some sort of, level 2, level 3 radioactive substance. You want to touch it, that's on you, but we ain't paying for your health insurance.
We have health insurance?
That's what I mean. What's your character's name? Names real quick again.
I'm Shay. Melton.
Valen Colton, sir.
Marvin, not the Martian.
And the dust itself is thick enough in the air that it effectively acts as a very light fog. So you can't really see too far ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it kind of hard to judge distances.
Seems spooky or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And especially with all the light coming from him, you know how fog tends to react to light, which just becomes more opaque in the distance. So, Well, it leaves you in this like glowing bubble of radioactive gray dust as you move around.
So before we go in, then I'm going to, I guess I will suit up so that I don't automatically die of radiation.
Well, no, the levels are not lethal. They're just high enough that they will cause effects after about an hour or two of exposure.
Is this an hour or two?
Okay, then I might as well put a suit on myself.
Okay,
I thought it was over like a couple of months.
I mean, again, they're not immediately lethal, but they will. I mean, you are all trained professionals here, so you would know in character that, yes, these levels of radiation would, after an hour or two of exposure, start to cause headaches and disorientation.
Suit up.
Okay.
It's you know, you wouldn't have known how high they were until you got in there.
Okay.
I love how they
Angel's character's like, I don't need a fucking suit, and she lights a cigarette. Yeah, you just throw all cares to the wind, don't you?
Alright, so that's the situation you find yourself in right now.
Well, I think I could probably get some, at least the gravity back on if we're able to get down to the engineering section, so since the engines are cold, they probably aren't doing much, and I'm afraid with all this fog, it might be also slowly dissipating the oxygen. Every breath we take, the more carbon dioxide we go, we'll slowly poison ourselves after a couple hours. We should probably try to get the filters back on.
As Balin is explaining all this, all of a sudden all your radios go
Is that your people trying to send a message, Marvin?
No!
You recognize there appears to be some kind of encryption, sorry, some kind of transmission, mm-hmm. but it's very garbled.
I'm immediately tapping at the side of my helmet, and I'm recording what's being said for analyzation later.
No problem. Are anybody else trying to do anything, or just...
I try analyzing myself.
Alright. You basically... You know, I'm going to give both of you here a little bit. You can tell that if you adjust the equipment that you're carrying yourselves, you might be able to sort of clear the transmission a bit. Apparently all the radiation is affecting it.
Mm-hmm.
But you might be able to clear the transmission somewhat.
All right.
Whoever wants to try it, though, will have to give me a pull.
Okay. While they do that, my character goes trots back into the bay and pulls out... pulls from our ship what you guys know is the umbilical, and it's a long cord that attaches to somebody who takes point, and it's made of steel nanofiber, basically, and that's a way so if you're in a strange ship and we suddenly have to leave, you just pull on the umbilical and it'll go taut and you can follow the umbilical all the way back, as opposed to going into the bowels of Space Hulk and just pretending like we know how to do that.
Alright, and pull successful, place it back on top of the tower, and
okay.
Nothing falls down. Alright, you managed to adjust the equipment just enough to clear up a little bit of the transmission. It's still very, very garbled, but you managed to make out a male voice that sounds actually relatively calm,
mm-hmm.
and you managed to pick out a few words. Trapped. Supply closet. Research. And the transmission goes away.
Captain, that apparently is a message from a human male, apparently stuck in a supply closet. I'm not sure exactly what it was. Was it trapped in a supply closet? What was the third one?
You got trapped, supply closet, and research. You got those three words.
Okay,
those
trapped
three
in a supply closet. It sounds like possibly in a research area of some sort.
Right, well, we can't do anything until we have these lights back on. So, let's get to work on that. And so everybody's clear, no, we don't split up. So
why would we split up?
Well, we cover more ground.
And
that's just...
We're not doing it. All right, so which way would the engineering bay be?
All right, you guys do have some basic maps of the ship. And you can pretty much, you know, orient yourselves to basic engineering. Because the maps that you have are not of this ship in specific, but of this model
yeah.
of ship. So you know where engineering generally would be.
I activate my, on this hand I have like the flashlight. On this hand I have a little screen and it's a little map that pops up. It's this way, sir. I point and I guess I'll start leading.
Okay, I attach the umbilical to you.
Okay. I'm scared shitless, but I'm used to walking forward and
yep.
yeah.
All right. You slowly manage to make your ways down along the passageways. It's eerily silent. After that initial transmission, if you're getting nothing else other than just the random hiss and crackle of the electricity, sorry, of the radiation hitting your equipment and just causing random zzz every now and then. Nothing you can't handle, but it's, you know, it's noticeable. Other than that, complete silence, complete abandonment, no movement, nothing at all.
What
just
do you think
empty
happened?
Hallway after empty hallway.
What do you think happened to all this people? I mean, they have a couple thousand people on these colony ships, don't they, Captain?
Well, if there's some sort of radiation leak, they'd probably just abandon ship. Simple as that. They might even be on their way back.
Yeah. They're probably all dead.
We would see bodies by now.
Quite.
Is
would
something?
A ship of this model have escape pods or anything like that?
Probably, yes. Nowhere near. Actually, a couple levels down.
Okay.
Okay.
I can find out if the pods have been released. Let me get the power back on, sir.
Yeah, that's first. That's first. Heat, hot water, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Let's just focus on the utilities. Pay the bills.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I keep on going now.
Yeah, you keep on moving. As you reach a junction where you know you have to keep going forward to reach engineering, you find that the door going there is half closed. There is basically just barely enough room to fit an arm through, but none of you would actually be able to like squeeze your entire bodies through. So with the power off, you would either have to try and go around it, or you have to try and force the door open somehow.
If you give me let me see if I can manage this.
It's just a door?
Yeah, it's just a door.
Okay. Now I'm going to try to force it open.
I'm trying to force it open. It's going to require one pull.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Especially since it's coming from you and you're basically a cyborg. All
right. So just pull any old thing here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So long as it's below the first total completed level.
Yay.
Yeah. Done.
I keep on like just every time you like move it a little bit, I'm like, it's going down.
The captain dies opening a door.
I even had your death scene planned out.
The door actually slams shut and cuts you in half.
It's just perpetually closing on my head.
All right. The captain manages to use his powerful cybernetic arms to just wrench the door. And it sort of locks into place once you reaches the top.
Oh,
so it's
wow.
Now you're now able to go through it without having to worry about it too much.
As soon as I kind of do that, when I do it whenever I get out of the elevator, I kind of jump between because I'm afraid this like door is just going to slam down at any moment.
Mm-hmm. That's
perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. The sound of the door locking itself just echoes along the hallways. It just keeps going for like, it seems like for almost a naturally long time, that like echo off in the distance. And then, again, silence.
You will know that humanity has reached the pinnacle of his evolution when it stops making ships so goddamn creepy. We do not need to have this kind of acoustics. It's 2525, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah, sir.
Does nobody kind of still alive? With
nobody use
like
carpets, really. That would dampen so much sound. Anyways, you first.
God, it's so creepy. I can't believe how creepy it is. Go ahead.
Well, we're waiting.
Okay, I step forward. Start walking again. My eyes just darting from wall to wall, ceiling to the floor, just over and over again, trying to look for any sign of life or past life.
You find nothing so far, except that you actually managed to get into the engineering section.
Bow!
Where there are banks after banks of machines, all
success.
Off.
I looked the fire up their fusion generator to see if it, whatever was the thing that clogged it, stopped it, anything. I'm guessing the problem is there since everything is off.
Alright, so there's two parts to this. One is determining what's wrong, the other one is fixing it.
Yeah.
So that would be two pulls. Again, one to determine what's wrong, one to fix it.
Okay guys, just give me a second. I set my light lantern down.
I'm so tense at this.
Captain, I have to enter part of the I suggest coming around this side.
Shoot.
Come around this side to pull it out.
Okay, I'm going to shoot now, Captain. I'm analyzing the data. Okay, sir, I think I was able to find the problem here.
All right, so first part of the issue is you basically figure out that because of all the radiation, there's basically been several short circuits in the system. You think you can get around them if you can sort of route around them and get electricity flowing again.
I need to reroute, sir. Just give me a second. Guys, it's dark in here, and there's something unfamiliar about it. Okay, I'm going to try this out, sir. Okay, one. Two, three, lights.
Lights come on. Air starts flowing.
All of the lights.
And more importantly, gravity comes back on. Suddenly. Which means, let's see, well, who, you guys are wearing your suits. You're not, however.
Yeah.
Which means I'm going to need you to make a pull, or else you get injured when you hit the floor.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, as gravity reactivates.
Falls onto a javelin.
Who leaves
it?
Why are there bear traps? Why are we in the bear trap? Okay, that's no more jokey.
Again, remember, you can always, you know, choose to fail. You make it. Alright, so you land.
Because I'm a badass.
Cat-like reflexes. No injured ankles, no nothing of the sort. Boom.
Impressive.
Is it really just hanging on by one now?
Yeah.
Dick move.
Nice.
The gravity and ventilation systems turn back on, causing all sorts of stuff around, including, for example, random crew members to fall onto the floor. Luckily, random crew member doesn't hurt herself. The rest of you with your suits, the suits themselves sort of auto-stabilize a bit, and you manage to not get hurt. However, the dust itself around you, as it's sort of kicked up with the air, the gravity, everything else, it just swirls around, creating just a blinding cloud of dust. You really cannot see much further out than your face at the moment. Which is a bad thing, because as that starts happening, you hear a sound coming from somewhere in that swirling cloud of dust.
What kind of sound?
The sound is a little bit like...
Mom?
That your people trying to contact you.
I have my gun out in my right hand, and I have my head crusher, like, telescope to my second hand.
I'm still, like, in the Jeffrey 2, whatever I was to get in there. And I'm here, it's like, Captain... I'm trying to climb myself up, but it's going to take time to get through. It's like, Cam, what's going on up there? Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Everything's fine. We just... Engine noise?
That's no engine noise. I'm sorry.
That's new. That's fine. I start backing up. Right? Everybody just stay calm. Organize. Around.
Gun is definitely out.
Yeah, no.
Captain, that's odd. I'm just saying.
You right seem now. Very calm. Check it out. I nominate you science officer. Congratulations on your promotion. It's not because you're an alien. Let me just be clear. That's a stereotype.
As you're discussing this, the lights that have just been reactivated start flickering and flashing.
Oh, hell no!
You managed to get them back on, but it's a repair, you know, it's jury-rigged. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's damaged in these systems.
You are the worst.
Lights are flashing. And as you're doing this, I'm going to need every single one of you to give me one pull.
I'll start as I'm...
Listeners at home, he tried to give us a heart attack by holding up two fingers first.
Yep.
Or, like, dick move.
Yeah.
I'm finally ripping myself out of the hole, but I trip. On the ground, and as I look up,
again, as always, remember you have the option of willingly refusing the pull and suffering consequences rather than dying.
Straight. Will he die hardly, or will he just die?
The captain turns around to actively advance in the opposite direction and smack straight into a wall.
All right, so you're refusing the pull.
I am refusing the pull.
All right, so here's what happens.
Conscientious objector.
Yeah.
You all, there's basically a blur of movement. just leaping into the middle of the group. You, with all the dust, the disorientation from the gravity, you try and figure out where the hell that sound is coming from. All you see is basically a blur of just red. It's coated in this sort of gray dust, just like flashes of red, flashes of something wet, something... basically sort of like moving around, all of you either you know, in a too low position or managed to duck out of the way, except for the captain, who basically gets...
Oh, please be a hot, like, alien chick, please.
Basically gets hit with something, hitting his arm at just ridiculous levels of strength, to the point where it literally rips one of those robot arms right off.
Oh.
there's the sparks coming out, there's the sound of metal tearing, and just as quick as it comes, that flash of red dives back into the dust, taking your arm with it.
As soon as that happens, you hear, from me, you hear, like, you don't see my mouth move, but you hear a keening go like... also, you see, like, and oh, by my and my neck pretty much goes like that. Also, just, as soon as it stops.
Your neck goes like what?
But it's I have a neck mouth.
Oh,
and when I'm in, and unconsciously, when I'm in a state of fear, it screams.
That's really good.
Okay, so we should leave now.
Yeah.
Do I agree? Good. Goodbye.
Can't hear you, I'm in the hallway. All
right. As you try to recover from this sudden and rather brutal attack, all of a sudden your comm links again start up. You remember how there was a red shirt or two left back in the ship?
Yeah.
All of a sudden there's a sound of screaming. Very clear, no garbling this time. Oh no, it's nice and clear, this is coming straight back from your ship. Screaming, pain, horror.
Did we lock the door when we left?
I was the first one out, so I didn't have to lock it.
I feel like we...
90%... Oh, God, Captain! Oh, it's going to hurt you! Oh, I've thought so many guys!
We have to help you, Captain.
That's all right. We got to get out of here now.
Oh, my God, it's actually happening.
No.
And transmission goes dead.
Oh, my God, it's actually happening. This is the whole time. Couldn't see. It was right in front of my eyes. We need to get to my weapons. I don't know how to break this to any of you. I turn around. My arms sparking. Or my shoulder sparking. Robo blood is splattered across my circular helmet. My spherical helmet. Look, I don't know how to tell any of you this, so I'm just going to put it flat out. I think we're dealing with space zombies. Yeah.
Space.
That's right. Space zombies. Now, don't worry. I've been preparing for this. But we're probably going to have to blow up our own ship.
Whoa!
Not happening.
It is way easier than blowing up an asteroid. Let me tell you. Let's go. And I tug on the tug on the umbilical cord. And it starts pulling me, and like little wheels come out of my boots. And I start just like kind of rotating away, staring at all of you.
Actually, no.
No. Damn it!
When you pull on the umbilical cord, it just comes.
The wheelies still come up, like, and I kind of move a foot.
It's not attached to anything anymore.
When did you get back to the ship? Now.
Yeah. I like his idea.
Damn clever space zombies.
Oh, shut up.
And all of a sudden, again, transmission, just like the first one before, this time again, all garbled.
I'm trying not to communicate.
But this time you're actually able to make out more. It seems like whatever's making a transmission is either increasing the signal or getting better at it. Again, that same voice, male, sounding relatively calm. Hear me? King! 3-6. Injuries! Research.
Well, that was fascinating. To the ship?
I pull out my welder, and I'm holding like a weapon, but I clearly have no idea what I'm doing.
Okay.
But I'm following whoever is going to the ship first. Mind you, I'm not leading at this point, because while I usually tell myself there's nothing to be afraid of, there's nothing in the dark, something is in the dark, and that shit's scary.
I'm going to be in front running for my life, because I need to get off the ship.
As they're running, I kind of like walk quickly next to everybody. Look, we might need to split up.
Somebody needs to be... there are civilians still alive on this vessel, and whatever the hell just attacked me, which I bravely fought off with my bare hand, that thing's on our ship now. It's on our ship. That damn zombie's on our ship. Yeah, so anyways, any volunteers for Search Team Alpha and Attack Team Beta?
Who's going where?
An alternate plan? We get back to the ship.
Mm-hmm.
We kill or remove it from our ship somehow with a trap of some sort, perhaps with a string in a box. It's an old Earth analogy you probably never heard of.
I went to a hospital there.
Part-time gods.
I was born at St. Trappies. All right, fine. We're going back on the ship.
We leave as quickly as possible.
All right. You start making your way back along that mm-hmm. same hallway as before. Clouds of dust still riled up in the air, making visibility even worse than before,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't make for a very speedy exit.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're moving, you just hear from the vents, from the ducts around you,
faster.
And the sounds just seem to be getting more and more the more you head towards the ship.
Do we have bioscans on these things? I don't. Honestly, I look at the non-existent arm. Shit. look at the still remaining arm.
Go get Valen. A bioscan.
Valen, do we have bioscans on this thing?
I pause as we're running down this, and I run to the side of the wall, and I start feeling around. I'm looking for anything that I can jack into. I don't have a bioscanner on me, but I might have a might be able to use the ship's own bioscanner by hacking into it to scan our ship. How's that?
Yep, you manage to log in. I'm not even going to require a pull for this. You manage to log in. There is no bioscanner. However, the computers are up to the point where you can at least finally get some floor plans and just get a better idea of where you're at.
Man,
you're still not far from the engineering system. What you do notice, though, is something very odd about the plans for this ship. You can find the general floor plans. You can find the main three levels. There's basically engineering, ops, medical, and crew, and a third level that's completely unlabeled. And the maps for the two levels that you are on seem to be missing chunks. There are several areas that are simply, that you know, because you saw them from the outside. There are no gaping holes in this ship. But they're not on the floor plans.
I bet there's valuable stuff there.
Captain, there's
I was
going to
hide valuable
data.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm. As you can see, that we're missing this section right here and this section right here. But I think we even ran by this section right here, but I don't even know what it is. And the fourth floor is completely out. There is no bioscanners. I can't get the scanners to scan our own ship. And
are there escape pods?
You know, no, but I might be able. I try to communicate with. I send a signal to our ship to try to get the main screen to activate so we can do face to face and see what's going on the bridge.
I'm going to need a pull for that.
I'll try.
Somebody really fucked us with just having a balance in the center.
All right,
so
put it back on.
For those who played along at home, Billy just did some serious David Copperfield.
I fucked up the board, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That thing is...
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
I'm sorry. I activate our screen.
Everyone just start failing. Just be like, no, I don't actually succeed at anything.
Yeah, it only cost you.
Yeah, failures do cost, but at least you're still in the game.
Theoretically, we can always find the thing that took his arm and try to reattach it.
Yeah.
Theory. Let's not follow that theory, though.
I feel like that thing will find us. Moving on.
Alright.
You bring up the screen showing parts of the of your ship. A lot of basically as you cycle through it, most of the cameras are just gone. There's been extensive damage done in just the space of a couple of minutes. A lot of the equipment is damaged. A lot of the signal is just bad. You do manage to log into one screen, the one for the engineering section in your ship, where you'd left your little understudy there. For a second, there's nothing on screen. There's no sound, by the way. Just the empty room. Then all of a sudden, no sound. Your assistant falls with his face right there next to the camera. He's still alive. He looks like he is screaming, eyes wild. There's blood spattered all over his face, and then as soon as you see it, that face gets yanked. You see his hand just like going past the camera, trying to grab at the floor, but there's nothing to grab. He's like, ah! And then splash of blood taints the screen. Nothing else happens.
Did we all see this?
Yes.
Do we have to go back on the ship?
No, it's probably not a good idea to go back to the ship.
That's it. We're stealing this ship. Can you get this hunk of junk moving?
I can try.
Just
but all of our profit is on that ship. Everything that we were going to sell is on that ship.
No, it's on this ship. We haven't moved shit. We just lost an arm.
Yeah, you lost an arm. But, like, other stuff is on the ship. Our ship that's important that we keep.
You know what's more important? You know what's happening in a month? I get to mate. You know how rare it is for our species to mate? The licenses you have to go through? There is no way in hell I am allowing you for profit to not allow me to mate. That is happening.
Oh my god.
We will do something that does not involve me not mating in a month.
Alright, worst comes to worst, we get into the pods. Fine. We just hop in the pod and we get the hell out of here.
That's the plan.
We'll okay.
Okay, so what are we doing?
We're going back inside the dark, dank, ridden with radioactive pepper ship, mm-hmm. and we're going to, with mostly faulty schematics, try to find survivors and appropriate engineering material in order to get this hunk of junk moving and get it the hell away from what used to be our ship, but is no longer our ship because it's been compromised by some sort of space zombie.
You know, this ship was compromised by a space zombie first.
It's like a space STD now, but it can only be at one place, so it's over there now. So let's.
But as we were walking, we heard it above us. It was in the ducts.
Oh yeah, we're still in the hallway. This is unwise.
We should be moving towards wherever.
Let's do that.
Research.
Research.
The guy was saying he's in a storage closet.
Yes, more people.
More people. King.
Yes.
Is there? I look for any reference to King.
You don't have access to the personnel list. You only have access to the
floor. I was looking for any like king room or something.
Oh,
like that,
no.
Right?
And also, oddly enough, you find absolutely no reference to any kind of research of room, level, department, anything. No reference to it at all.
I tap on my computer and it pops up the map, and I'm like, okay, sir. I pull out like a Sharpie because I'm doing this. I'm now drawing on like the little screen in front of me. It's like, this is the screen for the first floor, the off the floor we are currently on. Now, the second and the third floor, they have clear maps. There's no chunks missing. On the first floor, we're missing these two, three chunks right here. One of those can be researched. The fourth floor, however, though it exists, it completely is dark. We have no idea what's going on there. So we are either going towards one of these three rooms up here, or we're going down to the fourth floor.
Can you follow that transmission and find out which part of that place it might be coming from?
You could try, but that would require a pull.
I try. And fail.
Alright. You try, and nothing happens. However, because it was an attempt, and you did fail, there is a consequence. Because of that, you basically managed to, while trying, you short out the communication systems within the ship, which means you will no longer be able to... If you try and use communication systems for anything else, you will no longer be able to do them.
Damn it!
What?
There's something wrong with the wiring. The jury rig is not. I think I just shorted out some systems.
Which systems? Anything that starts with life and ends with support?
No. it might be just temporarily. Communications is out. It clearly, I was trying to go through a bypass and it didn't work.
All right, look, guys. Here's the plan. All right, we have got to go to one of these blacked out areas. Find as much stuff as we can. Get this hunk of junk and get into the pods and go. Survival is paramount. Second only to profit. So with that in mind, I offer you this motivational piece of advice. You can die one of two ways. In your sleep like Grandpa, or screaming like everybody else in the car who's driving. Now, we don't have option one, so we might as well go Great Gonzo on option two. I say we go to the big black at the bottom and see what we find.
Okay.
Who's with me? Puts forth a ghost arm. Looks down at his torso and then puts out his other arm. Huh?
So we're still doing the sticking together plan, or are we going with the split up plan?
Oh, fuck it. I say we split up. Let's die like animals.
Is this, up to you guys.
Is
one
this
thing.
What I've heard as the Scooby-Doo maneuver that your species does?
No, that's where we chase each other, and then we kind of wind up in all kinds of wacky situations. We run through different doors.
I'm splitting up.
Okay, that's fine.
Listen, I should go to the elevator to see if we can even get to the fourth floor. If they have it blacked out, it might also require a passcode, and I don't have that.
Okay.
Okay, now here's something that you would know, being engineering, and possibly you looking at the map, since you do know how to navigate a ship.
Indeed.
So you usually know your way around most ships. If you're going to get this hunk of junk running again, you got to get to the ops room. The ops room happens to be, as far as you can tell, through basically other side of the ship, of course. And there's two main sections that you would have to go through. You can go through both, or you can sort of try and go around and only go through one of them. There's the crew section and the medical section.
Medical might have some equipment that we need, and not only that, but it might have a radiation suit for those who decided not to be responsible.
Oh, and a new arm. Yeah, great idea. Let's do it.
Medical is.
All right, well, I nominate those who can still clap at the theater to go first.
I don't go to the theater. I've never found the art.
Oh, fucking get going!
She was military.
Yeah, you're a prisoner.
Oh man, I'm going forward. Just my hand just shaking as. Listen, I know how to shoot, and I have AIDS. It's not worth it.
Oh god!
Wasn't AIDS cure 200 years ago?
Shut up, man.
Wow, AIDS joke, really?
Yeah, we might have to. We might have to censor. No, I just want to censor that.
No, space AIDS. We went there. Space AIDS.
We're keeping the space AIDS.
Oh my god.
We are horrible people.
You all are horrible.
It's a horror game. Horribleness abounds.
He says it. Mecca, stop for a second. Like review the medical profile. Bullshit.
Oh, it's total bullshit. I'm just trying. I don't know what it's going to do to me. And I don't want to risk it.
Okay.
But seriously, I'm not kidding. I don't want.
Yeah. All right.
I get to medical.
All right. So you're going to the medical bay first.
Yeah.
All right. You basically managed to make your way through the horrible, horrible corridors. The dust seems to be finally settling down, giving you a little bit more visibility. Although, as you get more visibility, you don't necessarily like what you see. The closer you get to medical bay, the more you see that signs of life, or rather, past life. There appears to have been some kind of struggle in this ship. And as you get closer to the crew and medical sections, those signs are more and more intense. You see splashes of blood, some easily more than a week old, here and there. You see weapons, mostly damaged, spent casings. Nothing that looks terribly salvageable, although if somebody wants to, there's a tower. But definitely signs that there was something, there was a fight here. As you come closer, you also see signs of food, or rather just
wrappers?
Food containers empty here and there. Not a lot of them, but they're there, which is a bit odd. This is not exactly what you expect to find in the middle of the battlefield, an empty bag of Cheetos. Space Cheetos. Creepy space Cheetos. Don't forget, there's a horror game. So there is that. As you reach the medical section, you find more and more splashes of blood, less and less of the weapons. Because, let's face it, your average doctor, not big on the, dual wielding, packing heat, and all that stuff. So whatever happened here was a bit of a massacre.
And that is why they died.
That is, in fact, why they died.
I'm looking at all the blood that sensors, it's like everywhere. It's like, are we sure that was like a live transmission we were hearing and not some sort of recorded one? Are we looking for survivors that probably don't exist?
Entirely possible. Yeah. It's going to reside to our fate. Like, all right. I look around for any sort of cybernetics. I need an arm.
There is cybernetic repair equipment, but there are no cybernetics to be found.
I'm not above pilfering them from dead bodies.
Yeah, no, you find no dead bodies. There are signs of blood. There are signs of battle. you have yet to find any dead bodies, any spare body parts, anything like that.
So we can safely determine that whatever this is eats its victims, so it's some sort of carnivore.
Or, upside, totally unrealistic optimism, there are no victims, and the people just got a little crazy one night, everybody's drunk in the medical bay, and
I just stare at you.
Blood fight, like super soakers full of hemoglobin.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
I got attacked by a monster and lost my arm. You don't get to tell me what's realistic anymore.
Seems like it probably wasn't the first time you got attacked by a monster and you lost your arm. So there's a reason why it disconnected with a little chook.
All right, that's fair. Moving on.
As you're going into the medical area, you, who has no protection, you're starting to notice that you're feeling a little headache in way ahead of schedule. I mean, you were expecting to feel this way maybe later today. It's been less than half an hour since you've been on this ship, and you are starting to not feel well at all. After you're going to tell the rest of the group this or not, but the rest of you that are still in your spacesuits, you don't feel anything odd, do you?
Yeah, I'm keeping to myself.
So we didn't have yet been able to enter a medical yet?
You are, in fact, yeah, you are in the medical area.
Mm-hmm. I'm shining my lights. I'm grabbing any, like, medical kits that I find. I'm not really searching. I'm just, if my light falls on, like, some medicine, I'm grabbing it and sliding it into, like, my bag.
Anybody who wants to find something useful? Tower's right there.
I do want to see if there's any sort of protective gear in this place.
All yours.
All I can
either find it or I'm just going to drop dead from radiation. Surprise!
God, I'm so sorry. I really fucked up that.
Yeah, you did. What do I find?
You find radiation meds and a rebreather mask that, if worn, will help you, you know, not breathe in so much radioactive dust and therefore not suffer as badly.
Alright,
however, the effects that you are suffering will continue for a short bit while the meds take effect.
Alright, I'm
so bummed.
Popping some pills and hooking up the breather.
So. Oh,
God, right, Shane and Valen make a very good point.
That's how creepy my
life. Due to the fact that our life expectancy is severely depleted by just going on this mission, of which I want to say was not my original idea, then might as well get drugged the fuck up. I really do not see it doing any worse of an effect than what we've already got, which is complete inadequacy in fighting these things.
So, may I point out that any of your drugs will most likely kill me or melt me?
I pointed my non-existent arm.
Is it really Valen, a common side effect amongst your people?
As you are looking for medicine and just, you know, anything you can use, you see sort of off in the distance across the other side of the med bay what appears to be a human figure. It is small, slight.
Oh God, creepy space child.
Vaguely female.
Creepy space child.
It appears to be sort of like hunched over. You can't really make out a lot of details, again, just through the dust.
Okay, just so people, my listener, know, Billy knows this is a horrible idea. I'm putting myself in Valen. You guys are arguing it. You guys are arguing, talking about her, you know, about getting drugged and stuff like that. I just take a step and I aim the flashlight towards, and I'm like, are you okay, Luke? Captain? I turn my head to say, Captain? And then I look back towards where the little girl's at.
You turn your head back and you just hear all the... You're like, blah, 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 blah. I don't give a fuck what the, what the United States government says. We're
now,
not in the United States.
As you were looking and you sort of shined, you know, I'm going to say your tool has like a little sort of flashlight because it's a tool.
Yeah,
as you sort of shine your flashlight, again, doesn't do a lot of good through the dust, but you see that this figure was wearing raggedy-looking clothes and what appears to be a skirt. Mm-hmm. However, you also see that these clothes and skirt are blood-stained and very damaged. Mm. You look away. When you look back, figure's gone.
As a captain, No! No! No, 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 fuck this!
You all now hear the scuttling of something across the room.
Told you it was
what was it?
So hold on, I think there's more than one of these things, guys.
Oh Jesus Christ, really, Captain?
Oh yeah, we should run.
Yeah.
Like, right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so
good idea.
The captain starts running out of the room.
Let's not bounce. Let's not cause any unnecessary vibrations for the Jenga tower.
As you start to try and run out of the med bay, classic horror movie and horror game trope.
Yeah.
Ventilation shaft to your right as the group is passing pops open. Red arms basically reach out, trying to get you something. Again, it's moving so fast you can't really make out too many details, but something is coming out of there, going for the group. Once again, one pull each. And again, as before, you know, you are welcome to not take the pull and lose an arm or the equivalent.
Yeah. Another arm. I want that. It's better. Like that.
All right.
Now I'm just picturing you fighting the laundry.
I'll bite your legs off.
So, 1, 2, 3, shoot.
Damn it! Oh, wait, you go for it. Damn it.
Yeah. Now, Angela, I hate to do this to you.
Oh, no.
I've got to. You are basically sick with... You've got space sickness.
Space sickness!
So I'm going to need two pulls from you. You can do one and still get injured. You can pass on both and get badly injured. However you like. But it's two. Alright, you all managed to make it. Even Angela, who is feeling woozy from the radiation sickness.
Don't care.
That pulled.
Yeah, he pulled.
Just
I don't like the look.
Space racism, that's what it is.
Spacism.
Aliens, you know what? I don't trust them. Right, make the alien pull again.
Yeah,
okay. Alright, so. Thing. Thing pops out, tries to basically take a swipe at pretty much everyone in the group. This thing moves inhumanly fast. It moves fast enough that it, you know, just tried to make a swipe at everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It moves like an animal. But as it lands on the floor, it doesn't really look like an animal. It's humanoid shaped. It looks like it could be the size of a tall girl or a small woman, but completely red. No skin on this. All you see is just muscle and tendons exposed. Wild eyes just looking everywhere. And just a vague sense of something not quite right. Well, beyond the fact that there's skin missing, they're just... As it moves the muscles themselves, it's as if there was something more like underneath the muscle, something gray, something unwholesome.
I refuse to accept that the captain's theory of space zombies is correct.
Oh, he's in the hallway yelling, "Space zombies!"
So
it got its attack. You guys can try and take this thing out. It's going to take three pulls from anybody.
What?
From it doesn't have to be the same person. One person
I'm
can make
one
pull, one person can take another pull, but it's going to take a total of three pulls to take this thing.
I'm going to say I'm panicking and I'll take two.
And if you make... Because
I want to live.
And for every pull you make, you get to describe, you know, your attack and what you do.
All right.
Nope. I am the most well-armed. I am not going to attack.
Yeah, you're missing
really?
One. You're not
one armed. One is the one
armed. Wow, I didn't even mean to. That was an auto pun.
Yes.
Oh. Okay. All
right.
Let's make sure that I don't cause it all come crack. Don't step.
Don't dubstep.
Okay. As I dodged out of the way of the scary weird arm coming towards me, I reach down and I pull my knife out of my boot and I just slash across the monstrous thing.
Alright.
Okay.
No.
Space
gooey
blood everywhere.
I am not dying like this. I have a female and a tench waiting for me. I am not dying like this.
Female.
I'm not gonna stop until I feel a penis inside me.
You're a male?
Not
female.
Is there a female?
Yeah. Females don't have penises? Is that not normal?
No.
Not that it matters.
Well, one hand. One hand.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
that it matters, but I'm kind of surprised he has a girlfriend waiting for him. I mean, like, right? Like, it's a vibe thing. No, it, just not, it doesn't bother me.
Space homophobia. Really?
Heliophobia, actually.
One hand. We require
in a freaky scream, my neck mouth is keening. I take my two headed
hand motions.
I shoot it. I take my one handed gun. Let's do a super fast shot right at. I'm assuming it's leg thing. All right. And basically try to take it out of the knee, which I hopefully do.
Yes.
And then the second shot, I'm going to try. I know it's injured. I'm going to try to aim dramatically for the head because I'm super confident.
Go for it.
He's running entirely on hormones right now.
Oh, nice.
This is a horrible game to play with us. Cause
I will say, if you're making somebody else laugh because of the tower to fall, you're the one that dies, not them.
Oh, but whatever.
Make me laugh now.
This game has a no assholes rule for a reason. If you're teasing, make somebody else drop the tower. Okay. The teaser is the one.
Okay.
Bullshit. All right. So
final shot. I aim it dramatically for the head as it's injured, screaming on the floor. Is like, yeah, I'm ready in a month.
Nice.
All right. This thing, as it was slashed, it just lets out a horrid scream of pain. That leg gets taken out from under it. It falls to the side, and even as you aim for its head, it's glaring up at you with just pure hatred. It is about to reach up, trying to just like with unnaturally long arms. It's about to reach you, and poof, gore everywhere splatters against the wall, and the body sort of twitches twice, and crumples.
This ship.
We have to get the ops. We have to get the ops. We have to get the ops. Ops.
Alright, as you see, what you see laying before you now, besides just chunks of stuff on the wall, it is in fact wearing that dress that you saw before, just completely tattered and torn.
I'm looking
but
for any
it
sign
is,
of ID, chip. Do we have an ID chip?
You know what? I actually am. I'm going to give you that. Not an ID chip, but still just clinging a little bit to the dress is an ID, apparently for a private Jenna, and she apparently
private Jenna,
and you know it appears that she was a military. It's a military ID, very low ranking, but yeah, it appears that whoever this was before could have been a human.
Is it normal for
to have no skin? No.
Is it normal for females not to have skin?
No, is
it normal for military to accompany a colony ship?
It's not normal. Actually.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm just wondering if it's like, oh, that's a thing to do. So I'm asking my character weirdly really like, is it normal for military to accompany a colony ship?
This is actually very unusual.
Yeah,
you would know this.
Would I have any idea what could cause military to accompany a colony ship?
I'd require a pull for that. That's the kind of knowledge that would require some kind of pull.
As a note, you guys
but this is
are looking
this,
over
this is an optional pull. If you decide not to take it, I will not penalize you.
As you guys are looking over the body, you notice that the bright glow of the captain is a good 20 yards away from you guys, like down the hall. he is a world class sprinter.
Go for it.
Although I can still choose like halfway through if it looks like I can't do
if
it.
If you start the pull and you do decide not to, there I will have to penalize
okay.
you. I will only not penalize you if you decided not to even attempt it. Alright.
What do I know?
Alright. You normally wouldn't know much about this because this is the kind of thing that would be way over your head, but you know what? Soldiers talk.
Yeah.
They talk among themselves. And you've heard rumors. Apparently, there were rumors of several military and special scientific expeditionary trips that were basically sort of masqueraded as colony ships, because colony ships are expected to just go out into the furthest reaches of space to establish new colonies. So they were the perfect cover to send out expeditions, scientific expeditions that people, you know, that the military didn't want people to know about under the cover of just like, no, they were just civilians exploring. So it looks like, well, what might have been going on here could have been possibly some kind of secret military expedition. Maybe they found something.
When you say that it'd be like under the cover of being a colony ship, would they have had actual colonists on, or would it have just been... Okay.
Yes.
So there would have been real colonists, and then there would have been a military group that was doing military research.
Yeah.
Okay. This may not have been just a colony ship. There's, you know, rumors, really, kind of discounted them. That sometimes the military would use a colony ship as a cover and an excuse to go places where they didn't want the civilians to know they were going.
Human espionage always causes problems.
Not necessarily espionage. It really could be research that they just don't want civilians to know about for their own good.
Uh-huh. All right.
All right. What type of...
Space zombie research, probably.
Told you!
Alright, we still need to get to Ops, so we can get more information once we're up there. Just don't cry.
I'm not crying. Everything's just bright in here. I can't breathe.
Yes, you can
breathe. I need air.
Is there some sort of oxygen tank around here?
Possibly.
Oh God! No, I'm not taking a pull for
you. Might as well just not. You might as well just not leave the Jenga tower at this point, Angela. Keep on doing these things.
It's clearly starting. My signs of my chemical inhibition. It's starting to take. It's not affected yet, but it's starting to.
Yeah, you guys would recognize that these are all the symptoms of.
We need
going into
not to be freaking out, right?
Okay,
now.
I'm trying to. Okay, I'm just. If we had a dock, maybe we could figure out a way, something to hold it back, but these chemicals are going to come.
Ugh.
Okay, we have to get to Ops. Quickly. Now!
Was that,
he's so, so self-confident all of a sudden.
Was that the only sound that we were hearing in medbay, Daniel?
Yeah, so far, after once you kill that thing,
uh-huh.
Silence again.
Alright, I'm going to poke really quickly into medbay, my head back into medbay, muttering to myself, and try to grab the first filter, sedative, anything. You know, mumbling to myself, like, God damn technician. Oh, I got technical problems in my brain. Now I need Dad to go fix it. Well, Dad's got one arm, so Dad is pretty much up Schitt's Creek right now. Mm-hmm. My piano playing days are fucking over, I'll tell you that much. So he's going to look for... My character's going to look for something to help him... I don't know, sedative, beta blockers.
Mm-hmm.
Fucked if I know.
If you actually want to find something, tower's right there.
Let's die.
If we're still in there, would it be a thing to, for me to see if I can play some of the medical logs?
Yeah, definitely. You can try and do that. But that would also require a pull, especially since you're suffering from... normally, I wouldn't give you a pull for that, but you are suffering from...
I'm going to say I'm not thinking about that right now.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
I'm too...
Hope for the best. Don't drop it.
Excellent.
Red wire. Blue wire.
All right, you managed to find, because you made a proper pull, the exact stems that he needs.
Cool. I stumble over with, awkwardly, behind you without you looking. You're like crouched over saying, I need air, we need to get to Ops. And I just... jab an air gun into your neck, like right through your suit. I have no idea what that was. Drop it.
Okay, it's gonna take about a minute or two to take effect, but you are gonna feel much, much better, just like you are now. Finally, starting to feel much, much better.
And no one knew.
Okay, if it's good, I will check the medical records now.
Good, now you're doing much better. You can, in fact, check the medical records without necessarily needing
just,
a pull.
Yeah, just the logs to see. If
that's Dr. Captain Star Tower to you, David.
All right.
Star Doctor.
Star Doctor. Yeah, Captain Star Doctor.
Alright, basically, a lot of the records are heavily, heavily encrypted. This is military-grade stuff. So there isn't really a lot that you can find directly, but you do find some unencrypted communications from, you know, basically emails sent from, you know, one of the researchers to another, doctors to doctors. And they seem to be to speak constantly about Symbiote 1A. And they say, like, you know, studies are progressing accordingly. Just general chatter about, you know, how well the studies are going with Symbiote 1A. Symbiote 1A, they keep mentioning this over and over, and how great, how wonderful those studies are going, and how, and, you know, and they do make reference to some other studies and files, but when you try to access those are fully encrypted and you're not able to to get to them.
Okay, we should get the ops to I just relay this.
Okay.
But we should get the ops to see if, why were we going to ops?
We want to get off the ship, and we need to activate the shuttles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah, there are.
That's about right. I don't know, I've suffered a lot of nano blood loss, so I'm getting pretty high right now. I'm feeling pretty good. So let's go.
Yeah, we're going to go.
Yeah, I'm having fun.
So you start moving towards ops. Again, your comm systems are... And then, hey, it sounds normal. You actually
Didn't
hear...
Did I short them out?
Yeah?
I shorted out the comm
systems. No, yeah, the ship's comm systems. Oh. Your personal comm systems between you.
Oh.
Our ability to talk through the fishbowls on our faces.
Basically, those are still working. And oddly enough, all of a sudden you hear a very clear transmission. Hello, can anybody hear me? This is PFC King. PFC King, please, can anybody hear me?
Yeah, this is Captain Star Tower of the ISS Xingxing. You may have heard of us.
No, I haven't. But thank God you're here. I've
heard of
Xingxing. I've managed to. I apologize. I've hacked my way into your comm systems. I suppose I was the lead technician for this ship. I've been
spilling about the space zombies, soldier.
What space? Oh God, the symbiotes. All right, look,
whatever
I can...
fancy college word you want to use to make yourself sleep at night is fine.
Look, I can tell you more about them. I've got access to all the files. You need to get down here. You need to get down to research. Yeah, I'm sure you've looked at the maps already. You can't find them. That's all right. Listen, I've got... As you hear, like, the sound of, like, tap-tap-tap, keyboards tapping.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, the maps that you had uploaded now get filled out, and you see the full sort of layout of the ship on you.
Yeah.
The ship, and you know, you also should have like your little heads-up displays. And basically, you now know the exact route to get down to the research department, which is one of those blacked-out areas, as if it was originally meant nobody was supposed to find it.
Important question, is there an escape pod anywhere?
There are several, and I think we should talk about that when you guys get down here, because it's really very important. Look, the more I talk while I'm down here, the worse it gets. They are out there. I'm taking a huge risk, but I think... Look, you guys... I'm wounded, okay? I cannot get out of here on my own. You guys can come and get me. I can show you the way out of this ship. And we can all get the fuck out. I just cannot make it on my own. I've already pinpointed on the map where I am. I need help. Please.
Is he in the supply closet down there? Or?
He is, in fact.
Okay.
Looks like, yeah. He's pinpointed what looks to be a supply closet down in the research section.
Fine. I guess, Captain, we should...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Only thing we got going on.
Fine. Let's go.
That's fine.
Unless you want me to try to hack some of the escape pods, you'd be the best option, sir.
Also, you probably have some answers to where the valuable things are.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Mating month. Put mind.
And you're going to be rich when you do it. All right, we go down to the...
Right, you start moving towards the path that he's showing you.
I'm just curious, though, if you have a plan, if we immediately circumvent right to the escape pod. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Oh, no, I do have a plan. Two sides.
Yep.
Yeah, it's called 28 pulls.
It's like a bathysphere in Bioshock. There's so many levers that we have to pull.
Yeah. Okay, so you start making your way down the path that he's shown you. He seems to have actually thought about, you know, keeping you guys safe. You do hear ventilation shafts and other areas of the ship, you do occasionally hear movement and those horrid clicking sounds that apparently these things make. But he seems to be guiding you through generally safe areas of the ship. Once you get to a like triple lock secure hatch, this thing is designed to take rockets directly and come off without a scratch. Clearly high security stuff.
Sounds like a lot of pulls.
No, actually, PSC goes like, all right, I can see you guys are at the door. Listen, passcode, and it gives you a long string of numbers to open up the passcode to get
in. As soon as he's saying, I'm like, right, a second right behind his words, and just typing in the lock. Right.
You type in the passcode?
I prepare to dodge.
Door opens, revealing an actually surprisingly clear-looking area. There's basically just an entire level of this ship is just wide open space, and unlike the top the levels above, there is no dust in the air. It's actually pretty clear going as far as you can tell. The lights are still just flickering because it's still all tied to the same system, but at least it looks like it'll be much easier going down here.
Cool. Closing the door behind us after we're done.
Smart guy.
Yeah.
All right, you guys close the door behind you and you start moving. Basically, you managed to get towards the supply closet without any major incident. And as you open the door, you meet PFC King. He is a young man. He's got a badly wounded leg, which he's managed to, tie a tourniquet around and more or less tend to, but without medical attention, he's probably never using that leg again. Yet another one is going to need cybernetics eventually. he is, you can tell there's a bit of he's like hoarding the last little bag of space Cheetos. He is, clearly frightened, clearly hurt, but he's managed to keep his wits about him, and as he looks up at you, sees the missing arm, sees just the state that you're all in, oh god, I suppose it's better than before in any case.
My stump moves barely in his direction. I say, this is me pointing at you accusingly. Tell me what you know.
All right.
You have another arm you can use to point.
It's so tired.
It's cybernetic.
All right, listen.
Space zombies. Everything's
not
changed.
Well, okay, they're not zombies. They're not... We discovered this planet. It was uncharted. We'd never seen anything quite like it before. We sent people down to the surface. There were these creatures there. They seemed primitive, basic, animalistic. So we took samples, brought them up to the ship, and we noticed that they were not just a single creature. They were, I guess doctors called them the symbiotes. They seemed to be a sort of life form that would attach to other life forms and use them to move around. These were simple. We weren't worried about them, except somebody fucked up and one of them got out. Nobody expected that when that a human infected with one of these symbiotes, they would. I don't know what the words are.
Turn into a space zombie?
The thing is, they're not zombies. They think. They're smart. They get into your brain and they know what you know. This thing, it didn't just go nuts and start killing everybody. It knew how to move around in the ship. It started taking shit over. It released the others. You've seen the results by now. These things are not stupid. These things are not mindless.
How many are there?
I don't even know by now. I don't know if there's any other survivors. All the life signs that remain are...
How many symbionts did you have?
We had 3 when it started. I have seen over a dozen people... Well, used to be people infected. They require radiation. The planet's surface itself was highly radioactive. First thing they did after getting a few more numbers was just rip apart the engines. Our fusion engines are now leaking radiation. And I think I'm a technician. I'm not a doctor, but I think that's why they appear to have no skin. It's the radiation. It keeps the symbiote alive, but it still hurts the human side.
So is that why there's all kinds of glow dust everywhere?
My theory is it's skin.
Oh, whoops.
Vaporized radioactive skin.
Oh,
I immediately sense my character likes to be clean. You see me just like start patting myself down like over and over.
Is King showing any signs of radiation sickness?
No, not him.
Question. Do they require oxygen to survive? The host still needs to survive, right?
Yes.
Well, okay. Can we suck all the oxygen out of any place that's not where we're standing right now?
Well,
just open the airlocks, let time do its thing?
Not...
They can circumvent the airlocks since they know what we know.
Oh,
exactly. They know the systems. It's taken all I've done to just keep them from hacking in here. Yes, these things can hack.
Right, okay.
He doesn't. When he says that, he is, like, shivering. Because these are fucking hacker zombies.
Might not even be able to hack. They're just really scary. Hacker everything. Did they get the captain?
I haven't seen the captain. I don't know. I guess there's been no communication from anybody for days.
King, if this ship has been flooded with radiation, why isn't your skin started to peel off?
He, like, turns around, pulls a big bag of radiation meds. I've been mainlining this shit.
Okay.
pretty much.
So what do we need to do? What's the plan? We gotcha. You said you'll tell us what we need to know, and that's really cool because now we have a great story to tell. But hey, I'd rather get the fuck out of here.
Well, you guys have a ship, right?
Those things got on our ship, and now our ship is kind of not our ship anymore. We got jacked by space hacking zombies.
They're not called zombies, sir.
I'm saying zombies, because I'm the one who's armed.
Yes, sir.
Armless? Oh, God,
we're all talking about how you've seen everything in this part of space and how you know everything and that star, oh, how primitive for us to think it's so cool, but apparently you never heard of a symbiote?
Hey, the galaxy is a big place. We've seen a lot more than you, but every once in a while we do get surprised.
Not the point right now. You said we needed to talk about the escape pods.
Oh, this is really important, though. I pointed to his character.
What?
Those who talk the most do the least. Moving on.
Oh, all right.
What was kind of the first child after you that I want to eat it?
As per our custom.
I was hoping your ship was... They're in the escape pods. They're preparing to launch. These things want to expand. They're looking for more hosts. We don't use the escape pods. I was hoping we could use your ship and then blow this one up. These things are going to destroy everything.
They're gonna spread.
Oh, that's not good because I know people in this universe.
Captain?
Yeah.
You locked the ship before we left. The AI. However, Artie, my ensign, he does. If they got him, he might take him a while. But we used to talk about how long it would take us. Just kidding, of course. Just how long it would take us to take the entire ship. A couple hours.
This
more,
is
maybe.
What you do for fun.
Yeah.
This is why you don't allow felons on your ship, sir.
No, just not like that. It was just, you know, how, you know, we get frustrated because you make a decision that was...
Yeah, BFC King is, like, shaking right now. He's like, these things already know how to pilot this ship. If they know how to pilot yours now, there's no hope.
Yeah, but ours is locked.
Well, there's one problem with that. They can't pilot it because our pilot's here.
Bazing.
Which means they're going to be coming for her.
Nobody knows how to... Oh. Mm.
So
as soon as he started mentioning the danger of these things spreading, you see my character all of a sudden was like all about escaping, just started walking back and forth, pensive.
Just remember now, I'm the most valuable person. So y'all better protect me.
Alright. Employee of the month. You got it. Your name is up on that wall. Should we survive? And in high school, you were voted most likely to be symbioted.
Alright, right. What's the model of your ship?
Yeah, it's an X-317.
Wait, X-3? I know that. Okay, good. You're docked on the lower rings, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you can get me to engineering, I can vent your ship.
Great. I never liked those fuckers who worked for us anyways. Present company excluded. Right, yeah, no, we can totally do that. Here, you all right to walk?
He looks at us like, not really.
You know where I can find any more of these? And I point towards my cyber stump.
No, I...
You don't have a cyber arm by any chance, do you?
No, he doesn't have, like, any...
Just tear off his arm and
no. Nope. He doesn't appear to have any cyber arm.
Look, I'm gonna carry you, but it ain't gonna be comfortable. Ready?
I haven't been comfortable in over a week.
I lift him up before he starts. Ah,
my leg!
Just
chop off the leg now.
No, I need to think clearly. Ow, Cap. Ow.
Now, the good news is over 78% of my body is synthetic.
I thought it was
92. Oh, rats. Or
98.
He was technically right, though, because he said over
70%. Ha! New employee of the month. Now, watch your ass.
I'm more useful than him.
All right, so.
I don't think a technician could figure out how to fly a ship sooner or later.
Nope.
Okay. Nope.
It won't be pretty, but I can do it.
Okay.
Nope. We need to get back up to engineering.
Right, so this is what I recommend. We proceed at a cautious pace, and should we need to, we run to engineering and then barricade the place. Because we were in engineering before, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we know the layout of the place. We lock that place down. Because King is over my shoulder and my only one good arm, I kind of point with my face. Valen. It's going to be your job to batten down the hatch that you fell into that you were in earlier. Let's see,
Marvin, the Martian. Yes.
Marvin Shay. I'm going to need you to the second we get in there, barricade the front door. Anything heavy that you can find. Okay.
Got it.
King, continue bleeding. Help us live.
I can do that.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. And open the door.
All right. Nothing leaps out at you immediately.
Everybody, five pulls.
But the way up to engineering is long, and without PFC King hacked into the system to guide you through the generally safe areas, it's going to require a bit of stealth to avoid any patrolling Soviets. Which means I'm going to need two pulls from the group.
Oh, shoot.
Two pulls from the
group? Pulls.
Net two pulls per person.
When I say from the group, it's like whoever from the group wants to pull.
I'll do a pull.
Could I try to fill a distraction through, like filter like some music through the speakers to try to help us out?
It's still two pulls. however you wanna.
If your character Angela tries to do anything dangerous, I'm gonna stop you from doing a pull because we need you. Because if you fuck this pull, then we're all boned.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
I don't try to do anything dangerous. I'm just figuring that since I'm not wearing, like, I'm not in the heavy suits, I can. Oh, nope.
But if you die, we are totally boned. So
all right.
I'll take the second pull.
No, actually, we're going to test it.
Damn it.
All right, so I'm three. One, two, three, shoot. One, two, three, shoot.
Ha!
So I'm slowly pumping up to the system, tapping away. And suddenly I start playing. You start hearing a child giggling and laughter, and she says, "Daddy, play it again." And you start hearing a lullaby of big brass. It's a lullaby song, but it's big brass playing through the speakers. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Boom, bum, 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 bum.
Jazz hands.
Nice.
All right, so basically the sound of distractions basically clear the way for you, so you manage to hustle it all the way back up to engineering.
Well done.
Lock the doors behind you.
Okay.
And you set PFC going down in front of the console,
mm-hmm.
where he proceeds to start... Alright, I think I got this. Wait a minute. Takes him a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
As he's doing this, He brings up a couple of extra monitors so you guys can basically watch what's going on the ship.
We're in engineering.
Yeah, you are in engineering.
Okay, so we need to start barricading the door.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Oh. Mm-hmm. After he does what he needs to do, you need to get back to your ship if he manages to vent it.
Okay.
So what we're doing is we're batting down like the vent, trying to like put shit in front of the vents that we're not going to be using.
Yep.
And keep an eye on the door. I mean, we're going to lock it.
Good thing.
But we're not going to like put shit in front of it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Run!
I think this is the captain and other humans.
We love you too, Marvin.
I think it's in our best interest that one of us stays here to ensure that everything goes correctly.
That is stupid. No. What?
If this person dies, we're all dead either way.
We're going to clear out the ship and then we're going to run like hell back to our ship. Make our last stand on the ship, if we need to.
No, aren't you supposed to go to the ship to clear it out while as soon as he vents it?
Is he
in a state to vent it or no?
No, he vents the ship.
Oh, then you're right.
Yeah,
he's not
sacrificing himself.
Oh,
He's doing this because he's hoping you're going to get him off the ship.
Yeah, he's expecting a ride home from the party.
Exactly.
So
Gopher, do not get
Gopher.
One
pull for me.
Go to
Mom.
Go to Mom.
One pull for the cat.
Okay. Oh, sorry, I missed.
All right, Gopher, don't push against the Jenga board. Jesus Christ, no.
I claim this Jenga thing in the name of your upcoming dooms.
Be careful with the Jenga tower.
Put you over this way.
I was just pressing like the cat is like flail.
Okay, I was about to pick him up and go this way. I was like, no.
I was like, hey, look, flail.
Fuck you.
Yeah, he just rubbed himself along the whole length of the table. It's like, God damn it, cat.
Alright, so PFC King, while you guys barricade things, I'm not going to require any pulls for that. It's pretty straightforward. And PFC King works on everything, and you basically see the cameras sort of pointing at your ship. You see basically the all the airlocks on your ship open up, and just air just like vent out, along with several bodies just flailing off into the black. Well, silent. Flailing off into the night. Right, the venting process is commenced. It's going to take about 10 minutes to finish, then reset itself, and we should be able to get back into your ship then. So if we can get back into your ship before they make it back in, I think that's our best shot right now. Mm-hmm. So we've got 10, 15 minutes tops to get back.
Alright, well let's hedge our bets and try to cut it as close as possible. If we leave right now, King, assuming that we're going at, I don't know, a trot of 3 miles per hour, 4 miles per hour, how quick can we get there to cut as closely to the end of the 10-minute vent?
It all depends on how much resistance we meet.
Mm-hmm. I'm expecting a lot, so we should leave now.
Captain.
As soon as we rush out, I'm going to be behind him. I'm going to offer to like carry him. As they're all rushing out, as soon as they hit through the door, as soon as they're all three of them are out the engineer, I'm going to close the engineering door behind them.
Done.
Okay.
So.
And I suggest you run, Captain.
You're behind us.
I was behind you, but you hear the door slam behind you as well.
So are you? Do you have the
He's staying behind the engineer.
With the guy, with the technician.
And you hear PFC King just banging. They're like, no, come on, we have a deal.
PFC, was that his name? PFC?
Yeah, PFC King,
you're
going
to tell me how to initiate a self-destruct chute on the ship from engineering.
We have a deal!
This symbiote will spread, causing havoc not only to your species but to mine. That must not happen.
I'll tell you how to do it if you get me on that ship. I can tell you how to do it. If you want to fucking blow yourself up, you do that. But I got you up here because I thought you were going to get me out.
I open my mouth and a claw starts to come out. You will
and
tell
me. He is now just screaming.
I didn't want to do it this way, but...
Marvin? Marvin, we're kind of... Marvin, we're outside.
Excuse me. One sec.
What's going on in there?
Captain, we can't let these creatures escape and spread. I must not allow that.
Wait, you're talking about the symbiotes, not humans, right?
Yes.
Because you use the same kind of disdainful voice every time you talk about either one.
I cannot let this threaten the Tengen Empire. I'm sorry, Captain. I suggest you run to your ship as quickly as possible.
What about PFC King?
He is...
I don't really care. It was a rhetorical question. Let's start running.
I follow.
I'm going to just initiate self-destruct and make it as quickly as possible.
Alright, we will get to that
okay.
in the end. Because you all, if you want to survive the self-destruct, you're going to have to get back to the ship. Through the symbiotes that are coming through, which means... pulls. Which means two from each of you.
Okay.
It's the only way you're going to make it out of the ship alive. Yeah.
Oh, the game's designed so we can't fucking do this.
Angela, you trip over a hatch as the creatures are running after us. And I cap the air in front of you, and I stop and I pause as I have my hand on the hatch, knowing that if I close the door, I would save us but keep you. What my character does, he pulls himself out over into the hatch, grabs you, throws you in, and just as the creatures grab him by the arm and rip him to shreds.
Oh!
Oh! Great sacrifice.
Nice. So that was two pulls. So Angela's making it at back. That was her save. Mm-hmm. I ripped it apart. I don't know how we build it up again, but
we do. We basically okay. So pause in the game.
Okay.
Tower gets rebuilt minus the three from, and then we do three pulls that
so
from
Cap,
the original,
you can
and then minus three pulls again for every character that's dead. That's six.
Wow.
So six pulls and. When doing these six pulls, tower is live.
Okay.
Which means
live.
If you drop it during these six pulls, you also die.
Positive.
So it means Billy cannot be the puller.
No, Billy cannot be the puller. He is gone.
That was six pulls.
All right, six pulls now.
To get it back to its original homely fucking god state.
Okay.
Shouldn't be that hard.
So what, two each? Probably fairest way to do it?
Two
sure.
Each? All right.
So all right. I'm not at that
who goes first?
I'll do it.
All right.
Actually, it doesn't make any sense. Angela goes first.
Okay.
Because Billy's character just died saving her.
That's true. That's
true.
And we've established that if her fucking character dies,
we're all boned. Well, you guys are boned. My mission is going well.
I don't appreciate us reinforcing gender stereotypes of everything.
For next time.
Back to modern. Back to present day.
Okay.
All right. As he's dragged off, kicking, screaming, and arged, you get pushed forward. Door slams, buying you a few precious moments of time. You do to try and keep continuing going to the ship. However, that still leaves two and two pulls to actually get back to your ship.
I'm on it.
Really? I took two,
oh, yeah.
And then I sacrificed myself. Shouldn't I get rid of two at least? Because I sacrificed.
No, you took
I took two out.
So you did take two. Right, so two, yeah. I'm going to give you that. True.
Okay.
So two pulls left. Either one of you can do it.
I'll do the pulse. I've been very pull light.
obligatory masturbation joke.
All right. You got
it too. All right. So you managed to make it back to your ship, jumping over, just flailing arms and reach out to you. I mean, he managed to stop most of them with a sacrifice by logging them behind that air door. Behind that door. Anyway, but there are still, behind the space door.
Mm-hmm.
But there are still a few just try to grab you. You leap over them, missing you with your missing arms, sparking. You just stumbling and tumbling over them. And you manage to make it back to your ship. Door closes behind you. The air's still a little thin in your ship because it's recently all been vented and it's slowly coming back.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems to be quiet. Seems to be.
Too quiet.
Well, no, everyone's dead in your ship,
okay.
So it should be pretty quick. And we go back to the alien.
Yes.
Now, here's the deal I'm going to give you. Three pulls. One pull will allow you to activate the self-destruct sequence. Second pull will allow you... Actually, two or three pulls, up to you. Second pull will allow you to get to one of the life rafts, which, as far as you can tell from engineering, is not yet infected with monsters, and maybe escape there. Three pulls will allow you to make it all the way back to the ship.
Mm.
Ooh.
Or heroic sacrifice and you get your
self-destruct. I'm mating in a month, all right? Three pulls, please.
Now, again, you get to decide what three, you know, each pull, what it represents.
Okay, the first pull is going to be activated self-destruct. That's going to be
remember, you can always change your mind, you know, if you go halfway through.
Okay. Second pull is the two...
Life raft, or are you gonna do the?
You can always just pull one. Say, I'm leaving the room, and then you could say, okay, and you could look around, and if you can pull another one, then you could say, I'm going to the ship. If you don't pull, then just say, okay, that's all. I'm going to. You can always say, like, I'm only going to do two successes, and decide after the fact. So just go for another one right now. I mean, like, you set the self-destruct sequence, mm-hmm. So you're trying to escape now.
I'm just straight up trying to escape.
And if it's two, then you'll go to the life raft.
That's three pulls.
Right. Back to you. You've basically got the ship, you know, running. You're ready to go. You're ready to dock out. Ready to go. Bam, 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 bam. You see on the outside camera your alien friend banging on the airlock door. Let me in.
Let us out.
He made
let
it all the
out.
Way back to the ship.
A little help.
And as you can tell from the camera, space something off in the distance coming for him. So you only have a little bit to decide.
All right. Yeah. No. I'll let him back in.
It's going to require a pull to get it all open because you are locked down and ready to go. Get it all open, get him inside, and close again before the space zombies arrive.
Space zombies.
Why are you so zombie-ish? Eating people for fun. Why don't eat a burger instead?
That's like an 80s zombie cartoon show.
That's fucking beautiful.
Thank you.
All right. Airlock opens. You rush inside. Close. Come on. Doors open. Clink. Boom.
Okay.
They are.
I beat you. This in no way will come back to haunt me later.
I'm bringing heart with both mouths.
The banging on the door stops.
Uh-huh.
And you hear the vague sounds of.
We should leave. We should leave now.
Okay. Now.
Yeah, these things are trying to hack into
pedal
the
ship. Pedal to the metal.
And your hacker's gone. Which means final three pulls of the game.
Oh.
Three pulls to get your ship undocked and out of range before this thing explodes and before one of them manages to hack into your system and get inside.
Oh, your hacker might not be gone, but...
if anything, they've got... This is bad. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Right, I'll take care of this.
Alright.
Still good.
It's the eye of the tiger. It's the thrill of the fight. Ah.
Eye of the tiger.
Okay.
All right. You managed to undock.
Understands why I'm singing all of a sudden. This fucking game.
You managed to undock the ship just in time, with the captain basically helping out, doing the best he can, just trying to counteract. Your ex-hacker...
I'm lending a hand.
You're lending
X
a hand.
X plus Y equals reboot. What? No!
In fact, you notice in the cameras, as you're looking, there's at least one of the zombies sort of like holding up your arm, trying to like... Scratch at the ship.
I see if the Bluetooth will reach, and as he's like trying to scratch it with my hand, actually reaches down and starts pounding on the crown of his skull.
So as this happens, you manage to undock the ship just in time, pull away, which just releases air. You're desperately trying to put it out. There's no proper procedure. Air starts venting out of that thing all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
His zombie goes flying. Oh, lots of zombies just flying off into space and getting, you know, basically all the bad stuff that happens when you're exposed to raw space.
Mm-hmm.
And you start hightailing it out of there just in time, because when that thing blows, it's enough to even, as fast as you're going, still make your ship.
Oh, with the shaking.
Yeah, that's okay. If I blow it over, it does nothing happen. Except that I make you put it all back together. And you escaped with at least three of you surviving.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Space zombies, apparently dead,
mm-hmm.
thanks to explosions.
Yes.
You never did find out what that mysterious planet was.
Don't
care.
He might.
We'll find out.
than
true.
A threat.
Dun, dun, dun.
In the next episode of Space Zombies!
With hacking capabilities!
No.
Space zombie hackers. And ta-da!
Well done!
Yeah!
So what was all our secrets?
Yeah.
I mean, like, my thing was...
Oh, yeah, go right ahead.
Yeah, my biggest... how did my sister die is we were working engineering together, and something fucked up, and I saw her running towards the escape pod, but if I left it open for her, the hatch open, we wouldn't have made it in time, so I closed the hatch on my sister, and I saw her die. So that is why I sacrificed myself to save her when she fell behind in the...
also why I gave him the female zombie.
Yes, and also I have a sister. I also have a daughter.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I actually had two secrets, neither of which really came into play.
No, it's fine.
But the reason why I initially was like, fuck this, I want to go back to our ship, because our ship is where there's already profitable stuff, is when I was drummed out of the military, I smuggled out military navigation maps.
Nice.
And I was holding on to them to sell to the highest bidder.
Mm-hmm.
And Valen knew about it because he'd helped me physically get them on board.
I knew you needed help smuggling something.
Yes, he knew that I had something.
I got money.
And thus, I didn't trust him because like, he knows something about me and he could sell that information.
And yet he's the one that sacrifices life.
I know.
Yeah.
So now I feel guilty.
Yeah.
But also, I was dishonorably discharged from military service for cowardice and insubordination.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I
although UB military did come into play.
So that did. And so that's why I'm like always really pissy being on this ship, because it's like, god damn, I'm supposed to be like a captain by now.
Were you cowardly?
No, it was that, technically yes, but it was kind of like I was looking out for number one.
Oh, okay, instead of helping people, it's like, no, you're fucked. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
which,
cool.
You know, in military parlance, counted as cowardice. It's like, no, I was brave, saving me.
Look
out for number one.
I think my favorite part is I can use my tongue as an extra appendage. I appreciate how that was the answer. But basically, my species, the reason we actually go out with human ships in the first place is because, like, we're an older species and there's secrets in the universe we don't want humans to know, at least not yet. And basically, my secret shame was that basically I let one of these secrets out by accident and I was forced to kill the entire human crew and said it was an accident.
That's interesting.
And something I really wanted to come out is that my head can live independently of my body for a few hours.
That's awesome.
I was kind of actually hoping to have you fail.
I wanted
like have your head ripped off. They drag off your body and then your head is like, guys.
That's amazing.
That would be perfect. But yeah, those are the main secrets I fucked off.
Okay. So that I had to ask because the space zombies thing, was that an adaptation?
No, that's the moment I saw your like obsession with space zombies, I was like, this is perfect, beautiful.
Because I was really, one of the questions was like, you have a phobia you developed during your mission, has it interfered since then? During your first mission. I couldn't answer that. So I went on and said, blah, 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 let's see. First of all, my body parts, I am like primarily cybernetic. The abilities that I knew about were voice control, I could broadcast, I had super strength, and I could completely disassemble. So at any time if I was hoping, if I lost like a challenge, like I would literally just fall apart like a Lego kind of thing, and then like slowly put myself back together.
You completely disassemble. It was never anything about reassembling though.
Yeah,
it was like,
granted.
Great, I'm done. Guys, I'm ready to help here.
Bring me the box!
guys!
Let's see. In my past, I was haunted by something. I authorized the total destruction of mining asteroids to stop the threat of space zombies. Unfortunately, the asteroid was populated with thousands of workers, and now their bodies float through space, looking for me. So, yeah, the entire thing became space zombies, because I just shoehorned into everything. You often find yourself envious of other characters. Why? They live in blissful ignorance of the growing undead space threat. The fools. They'll thank me for saving them one day. Okay, so I make it all this shit up. And then we actually come into space zombiness. So I have a crippling phobia of space zombies. And so it drives me in everything I do. Unfortunately, I'm also terrified of the dark. That's where they live. Yeah. And then I put a note at the bottom for Danny. No, there's no evidence of the existence of space zombies.
No, but...
Exactly.
Now there is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my character wanted to be a conservationist, and instead, after that, he wanted to become a talk show host or TV personality or a therapist. A class that he failed in piloting school was re-entering the atmosphere with minimum casualties, which was what I was kind of hoping for.
So I mean, the moment I saw like space on, I was like, perfect, done.
Yeah.
Because that's what was coming.
I love making these characters. Yes. This is such a cool way to do characters. Because we could play this exact same scenario again and just choose different characters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And answer completely differently. And while the main plot may be the same, the mechanics and the dynamics within the group are going to be completely different.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
Glad
you guys
liked it.
That was cool. I was
tense.
Yeah, that really makes, like, that really is pretty much the antithesis of the roll to see if you succeed. Everyone gets so quiet.
Like, mm-hmm. Especially the first time, like, you actually drop a Jenga, and everyone just, wah!
Yeah,
I guess it's not a complaint, because it's just different that I don't know if it feels a little bit like, I don't want to do things. Yeah, it's like, well, it takes a roll to do that. It's like, okay, I can roll, but it's like, no, you, because every roll right now, it'd be like playing a game where you say, it's a 10-sided dice. If you roll a 1, you die.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, you drive down the street. Probably won't roll a 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you
I could just unhack it. Mm-hmm. I guess it's a little bit, it's very dreadful.
It's very, like, very pass-fail. Yeah.
So it's also, very pass-fail. But that's where the first storyteller comes in, where I don't always require pulls for anything, for everything.
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, there were a couple things like, I want to do this, like, I'm not going to require a pull for that. You have it.
I feel like bravery is rewarded in this system very well.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
They're, like, if you actively say, you know, I'm going to do a pull, you know what, I'm going to do 2. The system's like, all right, and then, like, you did it during the game where you're like, oh yeah, but I pulled 2 before, and Daniel was like, okay, well, you also have this information as well.
Right.
Like, you got a schematic, and you also found out something else about the ship.
Basically, you know, because of the amount of risk, I mean, again, this all depends on who's the host,
mm-hmm.
but generally it's recommended, because of the amount of risk you're taking, if you do get a pull, you will be rewarded appropriately.
Right. And like I said, it wasn't even something I did not like, it was just a little bit jarring sometimes. It's like, I want to do this, and I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
but that's the thing. As it keeps going, it is supposed to ramp up the risk.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
As the game keeps going, maybe stuff that I wouldn't have required a pull before, now I am, because the level of tension is risen.
Mm-hmm.
And you're under more stress. It's more dangerous,
and it definitely makes
and
you feel.
It makes
you,
like,
you have
you
to
know
play
what?
Normal
I'm
characters.
Take that risk,
yes.
Or I am.
Yeah.
I mean, you are definitely playing normal characters. Then,
yeah,
it's like
kind of
anything.
You can macho like aliens to marine.
Yeah.
Game over, man.
I mean, you can, you know, depending on how you make your character and you answer your questions. If, you know, the questions that you're taking, you're giving, you know, one of them says, like, no, I am a badass space marine.
Mm-hmm.
I will take that into account and go, like, well, you know what? Maybe for her, I would have required her 2 pulls to kill a zombie. For you, I'm only going to require 1
yeah.
or maybe 0 because you are a badass space marine.
Exactly.
However, she's a hacker. If she tries to hack, I'm not going to give her any pulls or just 1, while you, it might take, like, 4 freaking pulls.
Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense because, like, I lost my arm, but it was established in my background for my character that he was, like, 98% synthetic. So
I didn't give you any penalties for that, because you could take, you know, I mean, I would have given you penalties if you tried to do, like, another, like, forcing open a door.
Mm-hmm.
I would go, like, you know what, maybe I would have taken 1 pull before, now it's going to take 2
exactly.
because you only got
but
one.
I didn't bleed to death or bleed, like, really
exactly.
long. If I was a human,
exactly.
like that.
And you didn't take any extra penalties in that sense. You weren't like, oh, shit, I'm dying.
Yeah.
Like, no.
You know what it reminded me of? Actually, Angela, you were going to say something.
Nope.
Okay. You know what it reminded me of is I played Pathfinder when we were at PAX a
yes.
while ago, and like I forgot how fucking old school like D&D is. Like, you have 10 health points. That's it, bitch. Like, that is it. You get attacked by a spider. It gets one good hit in. You literally have to radically rethink your entire character's life. Like, because you just like drop out of dungeons. Like, you just stop. You say, my character can't go on anymore. He leaves the goddamn dungeon. I'm out. Like, I can't fight anymore. That's what this kind of reminded me of old school D&D, where it's like, you really have to be sure about what you're going to do, and you totally have to acknowledge the consequences of your failure.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing, you know, it's not, I mean, it is very deadly, but again, that's why I kept reminding you guys, you can always choose to fail, like you did, you know, and, you, was it that got hurt? You.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you did, and yeah. Like, well, I didn't kill you. He ripped off one of your arms, there are going to be consequences, and as the game goes, the consequences are going to be substantially worse,
yeah.
but you can keep going.
I'm curious, what if you just keep on saying, ah, oh, this passed?
You can do that. You know, continue suffering substantial, disadvantages. But you might survive. Yeah, you might make it all the way to the end of the game.
Well, you're
gonna be
a
fucking wreck. Yeah, you're gonna be a friggin' wreck.
Like, is there a point when you say no? You need to pull, or
no,
you die.
Yeah, you can. However, yeah, force a pull near the end of the game, especially if you really have to. You can like no. Everybody has to pull. You cannot refuse to pull.
I think that happened.
I never wanted to refuse a pull because I'm a nerd and I like Jenga. So I was like, I'm not going to wear a suit. You know why? Because I get to do more pulls then.
Yeah, honestly,
I get
me,
to play more Jenga.
Yeah, part of me actually wanted to just pull over the Jenga piece just to have my head roll around asking people what's going on. And I was tempted still. I feel like I should have done it. That's... God, I wish I had done that.
Yeah.
It was cool. It was...
I tell you what, the
tense.
Every time you're like, six pulls, I'm like, I'll go first.
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah,
Olive. Right. Yeah. Like, okay, we just need to elect. It's like, nope, fuck you. Getting this shit done over.
Nope.
That's why I felt compelled. I was like, I probably should kill myself because I've each time it's like, okay, six pulls. I'm like, well, I made it. Enjoy that. It's fucking the board. How many times did I leave the, like, I leave the board just like fucked up? Good luck, guys.
And I'm like, I enjoy the challenge.
Yeah.
So, like, you guys would, Jesus and David, you would always start to, whenever there was a group one, even if they're the first, you're like, all right, now, so I'm just go ahead.
Yep.
Because I'm confident in my skills.
Of course. Not me. I mean, once Billy left the Jenga board looking like a fucking M.C. Escher painting, I was just like, I don't even know where it begins and ends.
I felt such like an asshole. Just everything, I was like, I got it, and it's like, okay, it's there, and it's like, no one, like, fart, because this thing's like...
it was, like, all twisted around. It was really interesting. It looked like, it looked like an impressionist painting of a Jenga board.
Moments before it just, like, collapses on itself, but I was glad we were able to fix it, but...
Yeah.
But that's why I ended up saying, I was killing myself.
Yep.
I was done anyways, and... Fuck it, I get it.
I'm murder.
Well, yeah, the beauty of that mechanic is that it does get more and more ratcheted up as the game goes on. It's like, you know, I barely need to do any work myself to ratchet up the level of tension, because that's doing all the work for me. Ratcheting up the level of tension. So all I have to do is keep pointing at it.
Yeah. I love how there's the tension is a really useful mechanic. It's a very useful tool in the fact that, like, you'll speak, like, you'll narrate, Daniel, and then you'll, like, hold up a hand, a clenched fist. And you'll be like, I'm going to need... And everyone's like... And then you're going to be like, three pulls.
Oh.
And you know, is it...
Three pulls.
And everyone's like, you mean each? Or
exactly.
One of us?
Yeah, now it's on that sub-level of, like, each person? Or do we get to disperse the pain? And then something else I really like is, like, the first pull that we had to do, I lost a fucking arm. Like, that sent a pretty clear message. This system does not fuck around.
No, I mean, this is the game's called Dread.
Yeah.
It is a horror game system. Yeah. And it will be horror, death, maiming.
Yeah.
The penalty for failing a pull is death.
Good
so,
times.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah. I'm glad you guys liked it. I've been wanting to run this since forever, because, again, you know, at Origins, I played a whole bunch of games. This is the one that always stuck with me.
Isn't it discontinued, though?
That's discontinued.
It is mostly discontinued,
but you
can still buy the PDF at drive-through.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
cool.
For a while, it was hard to get the book, but then they kind of hit stuff. I released it. It was really popular.
Yeah, it was really... People loved it, and then, like, the publishers, like, stopped sort of making it, and the people kept asking, like, guys, I want to buy your book.
Let
me buy your book.
Money.
Here's my money. Then they were like, we don't like money.
Yeah. We're back. Someone disconnected the microphone.
I'm doing pretty well with the pig lizard. Wow, now we're just completely...
Yeah.
This is Jesus Rodriguez of Fanable.com Roleplaying Podcast. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.